just got a stern email, not only to me, but also to the head of Radio New Zealand, Paul Thompson, from an individual called Graham. And it says, "Greetings, Kim. The name of our country is New Zealand. I'm grievously disappointed that you have joined the RNZ Maorification Sycophants Club. Perhaps you might rethink your dedication to the insurrection. Have you read Muriel Newman's recent article, The Big Lie? It might help to bring your thinking back into line, along with 98% of loyal New Zealanders." Well, if you're seeking to change hearts and minds, Graham, I'd change the tone. But yes, I am familiar with Muriel Newman, a former ACT MP. She founded the New Zealand Centre for Political Research, and on the website of which you can read various articles, including The Big Lie, as Graham points out, in which she says that Maori are in partnership with the Crown. That's the big lie. And the lie is being driven by a greedy tribal elite. That sort of thing. Yes, the issue of Aotearoa has got you going, not only Graham, it seems. And, says Mike, "I don't know what Morena means and I have no inclination to learn." Are you being funny, Mike? How disappointing to spend so little time with Georg Harajoglu. I know. I'm disappointed too. "Shame on you," says Tony. Well, sorry. Do the offended Grahams of this world upset by losing from... Honestly, Tony, do you not say, "Gosh, how fascinating Georg was. I must go and get his book and read it." You just say, "Shame on you for not spending longer to talk to him rather than congratulations for talking to him." Sorry, Tony. Meanwhile, do the offended Grahams of this world, this is the Graham who accused me of marification, upset by losing familiar names, never consider how it must have felt and still feels for Maori to have almost every place name replaced with names decided by people who were homesick for the countries they left and did not accept Aotearoa as the place in which they fully belonged. Names also replaced by the names of many despicable characters, for example, Hamilton. Further to this, why do we want to live in a country named by someone who never even set foot on Aotearoa, named for his own country, New Zealand, not the real place, but a tack-on? Georg deserves an hour. Yes, I know Georg deserves an hour. Thank you, Geoffrey. Somebody else says, "I fully agree with Graham. Last time I looked, our country was called New Zealand." Oh, that's Mike, who says he doesn't know what Morena means and has no inclination to learn. Good on ya. Joel says, "I love hearing our country being called Aotearoa. It's a much more poetic name than being named after a small part of the Netherlands that very few of us have ever been to. I'm sure one day it will be the primary name for this country." And Colleen goes still further. "Your listener, Graham, does not deserve to live in this country. I celebrate the inclusive efforts RNZ is making to acknowledge our history." And Jill says, "Is this not what Maori have been saying forever?" In reference, says another, to the previous text regarding your use of Aotearoa, the issue with just regurgitating his naive, angry sentiment is that there are others, I would say sheltered negatively, who hold those views and who have nothing to compare except his comment. At least the fact there is no way 95% of New Zealanders share the sort of view, 98% according to Graham, actually, could have been shared. When you have grown children that hear that rhetoric and hurt, the frustration takes a saint to subdue. All right. Debbie says, "I agree with your letter writer on the Maorification of language in New Zealand, on Radio New Zealand. I live in New Zealand, and to the best of my knowledge, we haven't changed our country's name." Another writer worth reading on this trend is historian Michael Bassett. His observations are very valid. Yes, I've always said that. A lot of you observed further sinister indications in the name of it, the Mayflower. Somebody says that, interesting, once again, snubbing Native Americans, fitting in with all your complainers about Maori being used on RNZ. Actually, there's only been one complainer, I need to point this out, and masses of you saying, Graham, you're wrong. Here is one that I need to read because it's sweet. It's from Dee. It says, I was surprised to feel in me a surge of compassion for that poor man who wrote in referring to the Muriel Newman article. When I thought about that experience, I felt terribly sad about how awful it must be for people like him to live in a world that seems slowly at last to be righting some wrongs that have been structuring inequity for so long. I imagine that he would feel even more distressed and more helpless if he understood the link between recognising Māori rights and Dr. Gerald Garaciolu's welcome thesis. We spoke to him a little earlier about intergenerational well-being. As a Trump supporter, says Richard, I find your assertion that Trump supporters are part of a cult offensive. I supported his policies and many policy achievements. The left only focused on his personality. Your cult expert's assertion that the civil liberties of Trump supporters must be curtailed makes her as dangerous as any cult leader she has studied.